What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, so many tickets have been punched in the past. So let's go ahead and pull another file from the archives. Now, this article was published on the 25th of March, 2015. Man charged with offlining his wife in a hospital after accusing her of cheating. Well, there is a silver lining with this dark cloud. What's that, you might ask? She don't have to go too far to be put into the morgue. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man fatally stabbed his estranged wife with a screwdriver at a Northwest suburban hospital Sunday over accusations of infidelity, prosecutors said Sunday. A screwdriver. Well, we could definitely say he gave her her final screwing in life. Yeah, I ain't shit. Javier Bahena, 43, was charged with one count of first-degree termination. He allegedly offlined his 42-year-old wife, Francisca Quintero, at about 11:30 a.m., just hours after her brother passed away of a heart attack at Alexian Brothers Medical Center on Sunday, authorities said. Wow! 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 Bahena was held without bail at a hearing Monday before Judge Joseph Michael Cataldo at the Rolling Meadows Courthouse, said Stephen Campbell, a spokesman for the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. Bahena, Quintero, and several family members had gathered in the hospital's cardiac care unit because Quintero's brother had passed away of a heart attack at around 9 a.m. Sunday, prosecutors said. They were awaiting the arrival of Quintero's parents from Mexico. The couple had been married for more than 20 years, but they had been separated for the past year, prosecutors said. Put a pin right there, gentlemen, because that right there is the foundation of a very dangerous situation. At some point, Bahena took Quintero's cell phone from the waiting room to his truck, where he read text messages that upset him, prosecutors said. Prosecutors said Bahena grabbed a screwdriver from his truck and walked back into the hospital. He gave his keys to his brother-in-law, saying, quote unquote, he was done and finished and everything has its limits, i.e., a man will only take so much disrespect. And gentlemen, there is nothing, or should I say, there are very, very few things more disrespectful than your wife willingly laying down with other men. He then followed Quintero into a bathroom and locked the door from the inside. Prosecutors claim. Relatives then heard a commotion but could not open the door. Relatives heard him say, quote unquote, "I told you what I was going to do to you." And heard Quintero reply, "Oh, please don't do this. I want to see my parents. Oh, think of the children." Put another pin right there. The think of the children defense that women love to come to, or they love to use, excuse me. They heard screaming and forced the door open to find Quintero lying on the floor with her chest covered in blood, prosecutors said. Bahena was allegedly standing with the screwdriver clenched in his fist. Bahena then picked up the woman's phone from the sink, shook it, and told the relatives, "This is your motive," prosecutors said. Put another pin right there. Family members carried Quintero out of the bathroom, and several doctors came to attend to her, but she was pronounced deceased at the hospital at 1:10 p.m., authorities said. Quintero of Burlington, Wisconsin, was deceased due to multiple stab wounds, according to the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office. An autopsy Monday ruled her deletion a homicide. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. She got turned into a pin cushion. Bahena was arrested at the hospital. After the alleged stabbing, he told a security guard, "She cheated on me," and made other similar accusations, prosecutors said. When a security guard ordered Bahena to drop the screwdriver, he stabbed it into a wall. No one else was hurt, and the hospital continued normal operations, Elk Grove Village Police said. Bahena, whose home address was not available Monday, will appear next in court April 13th for a preliminary hearing, Campbell said. Well, well, well. Man, in a hospital. Boy, boy, boy. Like I said, at least they didn't have to go far to do the autopsy or to put her carcass into the morgue. Now, let's go ahead and circle back to what I was going to say. The dangerous game. That's right. Estranged wives and estranged husbands. Yeah, unless there is formal legal separation and paperwork, especially gentlemen, do not get with that woman. Leave her alone, because you never know when that husband might come around and spin the block and decide, you know what? We're still married. We're still legally married. Oh, she's laying down with this man? Okay, I'm going to do them both, like the guy in India did with his wife and his cousin. Yeah, you might get laid down, gentlemen. That is a dangerous game. If you know that woman is married, do not engage. Leave her alone. There are so many more single women out there. But unfortunately, there are still a lot of guys in this day and age that still have this sick, you know, thought process. Oh, I'm going to take that woman from her man. However, more and more men are now accepting this mind state. She was never mine. It was just my turn. So go ahead. Take her. Take this problem off of my hands. Then you have the whole think of the children, like she said. There's part of me that is thoroughly convinced that nowadays women do not have children because they love children, because they want a family. No, they have children for two reasons. One, leverage in family court, and two, a human shield when they get out of line. That's just my thought process. There it is. Nothing more, nothing less. Because they have no problems throwing children in front of a man that's been sufficiently enraged. And a lot of men, we will back down because of the love we have for our children. Unfortunately, a lot of women, no, their love is not really going toward the children. It's not. Like CGA says, a lot of women, they hate the father of their children more than they actually love the children, which is why they can so easily leave that man and destroy that family. But that's another topic for another time. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in a hospital. I got to give this a special score of 15. Method of execution, the screwdriver of scorn. I'm going to give that a 45. Psychological impact. This one's going to be a doozy. Her brother just passed away. All of her family were there except for her parents. She got taken out. Essentially, they could hear her getting taken out. So I'm going to give this a score of 100. And for the brutality factor, of course, he shanked her with a screwdriver. I got to give that a 45. And I'm going to throw in a 15 for the uniqueness factor. So, Javier, the brutalizer, Bahena, gets a score of 220. Pretty much the highest score of the series yet. But yeah, gentlemen, this right here, this goes to show you when a man decides, hey, today's the day, it does not matter where you are, women. It doesn't. When that man finally said he was done and everything had its limits, yeah, he knew right then and there, yep, I'm about to put this bitch down. I'm about to put this unfaithful woman down. Yeah, I know her secrets. She's not going to get away with this. She's got to go. Hey, what more do I need to say? Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all of you women out there who think that that cell phone is going to continue to hide your deception, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that that cell phone has to keep your secrets, it will go out. Feminism and the idea that men are still stupid and don't know what's going on within their own family dynamics, insofar as a woman's infidelity, keeping secrets and all that, that's going to go out right along with it. Once again, ladies, when we men know, we know. And there are some men who just going to walk away. However, there are a lot of men who are saying, no, we took a vow, and guess what? I'm going to make you uphold that vow. Till death do we part, bitch. Till death do we part. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM. I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.